我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义并在你面前行，耶和华的荣光必做你的后盾。那时你求告，耶和华必应允，你呼求，他必说，我在这里。这是神的话语。
Thank you to everybody who has participated in the service this morning.
谢谢所有今天早上参与侍奉的兄弟姐妹。
I wonder how many of us have perfect vision.
不知道在座有没有谁的视力非常好。
Now there's no point putting your hand up because I may not see you.
不用举手，因为举了我也不一定看得到。
But perfect vision is sometimes called 20/20 vision.
在北美，最佳视力被称为20/20。
The first 20 measures the distance from the eye chart at the eye doctor's.
第一个20就是指医生或者你和视力表之间的距离。
The second 20 measures how far down the eye chart you can read.
第二个20是指在视力表上你可以往下看到哪一行。
It's known as the Snellen measurement.
这个也被称为 Snellen 测量法。
And 20/20 vision means the ideal visual acuity.
所以20/20就代表是最佳的视觉敏锐度。
So if you have 20/15 vision, you are better than ideal.
所以如果你的视力是20/15的话，那你就是比最佳更好。
If you have 20/40 or above, then you are worse than normal acuity.
如果你的视力是20/40的话，那你就是低于一般视力。
I'm worse than normal acuity.
我的视力就比20/40更差。
At the start of a new year, many churches will affirm their vision.
新的一年开始了，很多教会都会重申他们的意向。
Who God has called them to be and what God has called them to do.
这意向就是神召他们成为什么样的教会，要他们做什么样的事工。
As a community of believers, we have a God-given vision.
我们这一群信徒在这里也有一个神给的意向。
Remember the bucket and the pipe?
记得之前我讲过的水桶和管子的比喻吗？
Buckets retain water.
水桶是用来装水的。
Pipes allow water to flow.
管子可以让水流出来。
The bucket cautions us from holding on to God's grace for ourselves.
所以水桶是要我们牢牢抓住神给我们的恩典。
The pipe encourages us to become conduits for God's grace to touch lives.
管子是要我们要成为神的恩典流向其他人的管道。
Our vision is about being like a pipe.
所以我们教会的意向就是要让我们都成为管道。
Knowing God, touching lives.
就是认识神，触动生命。
Our vision is about being a global church.
我们的意向也是我们教会要成为一个放眼全球的教会。
A community drawn from across the world by God to serve what God is doing globally.
就是神从世界各国把信徒召集在这里，让我们一起来完成他在世上的旨意。
But especially in Asia.
特别是他在亚洲地区的旨意。
And our vision calls us to live as one in Christ.
意向也要我们要在基督里合一。
The world desperately needs to see a loving community that overcomes differences.
因为这个世界迫切地需要看到一个在爱里面克服各种文化语言不同的社群是什么样子的。
Differences of language or nationality or culture.
因为我们这里有不同的国籍、文化背景还有语言。
So we become one in Christ.
但是在这里，在神里面，在基督里，我们合一。
So knowing God and touching lives, serving God's global purposes, and being one in Christ is Trinity's 2020 vision.
所以我们教会2020年的意向就是要认识神，触动生命， 完成神在这个世界的旨意，还要在基督里合一。
And to follow this vision calls for daily transformation.
要完成这个意象，我们就要每天都被更新。
It calls for God to perform corrective surgery so we see and live His vision ever more clearly.
我们要打开心，让神来纠正我们生命里的偏差，这样我们才能更清楚地看到他的意象。
Over the coming weeks, we will look at the prophecy of Haggai.
接下来的几个礼拜，我们会一起学习哈盖书。
A prophecy that encourages godly vision and challenges spiritual hindrances to vision.
这本书里写了很多预言，来鼓励人们追求神的意象，克服属灵的障碍。
As an introduction this morning, we'll look at a passage of scripture that also spoke to the people during Haggai's time.
所以今天作为准备，我们先来看另外一段经文，是写于和先知哈盖同一时代的。
A passage of scripture that shows God's pattern of renewal.
这一段经文告诉我们神将会如何复兴我们。
It's Isaiah 58.
这一段经文就是以赛亚书58章。
Isaiah 58 is a prophecy that was spoken to or uttered to people in exile or returning from exile in Babylon in the 6th century BC.
这段经文写于公元前六世纪，就是给从巴比伦回来的那些犹太人写的预言。
They resettled Judea, but somehow they lost their vision.
这群犹太人重新回到犹大地定居下来，但是他们却失去了意象。
Isaiah 58 verse 2 says, For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God.
以赛亚书58章2节说，他们天天寻求我，乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的典章。
This was the kind of church that anyone would want to join.
这描述的就好像是现在那些很多人都想去的教会。
You know, great programs, solid finances, strong attendance.
那些教会有各种各样的活动，财政充裕，而且有很多参加的会众。
But all this was merely superficial.
但是这些只是表面现象。
Isaiah 58 verse 4 says, Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other.With wicked fists.
以赛亚书五十八章四节说：“你们进食，却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。”
Despite the appearance of wanting to know God, church life had become a brawl.
所以他们表面上好像很追求神，但是教会生活里面其实有很多纷争。
So they mimicked true devotion.They were not living true devotion.
他们看似很虔诚，但是其实在生活里面没有活出真正的敬虔。
They had lost acuity. They no longer had 20/20 vision.
他们就好像失去了那种二十二十那样敏锐的属灵眼光。
Now let's be clear. This is not Trinity.
所以让我们先说清楚，还好我们教会不是这样子的。
Nor must it ever be.
我们教会也绝对不可以以后变成这样。
But there's always a risk that any church can settle for the comfortable.
但是我们要时刻当心，不要陷入舒适区。
That's why we want to hear God's word as we think about vision.
所以当我们思考教会意象的时候，必须要以神的话为根据。
So let's notice three things in this chapter.
所以接下来一起让我们看三点。
First, God promised that as the people followed His ways,They will enjoy His presence.
首先就是神应许说，如果人们跟随他的道路，就能享有他的同在。
Isaiah 58 verses 8 and 9 say, Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help.And he will say, Here am I.
以赛亚书五十八章八到九节说，这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义并在你面前行，耶和华的荣光必做你的后盾，那时你求告耶和华必应允， 你呼求，他必说，我在这里。
20 years ago, at midnight, December 31st, 1999, everybody wondered if there would be a global collapse of the stock market, supply chains, and household services.
20年前就是1999年12月31日的午夜，全世界很多人都在担心接下来会不会股市、产业链、服务行业的电脑系统来一个大崩溃。
Remember the so-called millennium bug?
还记得当时电脑有那个千年虫问题吗？
But for me, at midnight on December the 31st, 1999, there was a sign of God's presence.
但是对于我来说，99年12月31日的午夜，我却看到了一个神的同在的迹象。
In London, the BBC closed the year with a concert.
在伦敦，BBC 就是英国广播电台，举办了一个跨年音乐会。
And the music performed immediately before midnight was a choral rendition of the Lord's Prayer.
在午夜来临前的节目就是合唱团演唱主导文。
At the end of each line of the prayer, the choir sang, O Lord.
每唱完一句祷告词，合唱团都会加哦主啊。
So as we crossed from December 31st, 1999, into January the 1st, 2000, the last words heard on the BBC were, O Lord.
所以从99年12月31日跨到2000年1月1日的时候，在 BBC 上最后听到的就是哦主啊。
At the rear guard of the last millennium, there was no millennium bug, but the presence of God in two words.
所以作为上一个千年的最后结束，没有千年虫，只有两个字，主啊。
O Lord.
就是 O 主啊。
Renewed vision, 2020 vision for the year 2020 begins as God reminds us that he is with us.
所以在2020年，我们要更新自己的属灵眼光来看到异象。这要从神提醒我们，他时刻与我们同在开始。
May the words, O Lord, echo in our lives, this congregation, this community, and beyond, as we continue into this new year.
希望那两个字，哦主啊，也在我们的生命里，在这个教会社群产生共鸣，并且产生更深远的影响。
Isaiah 58 has those words.You will cry for help, and he will say, Here am I.
就像以赛亚书五十八章说的，那时候你会求告，耶和华会回应说，我在这里。
The second thing is that God guides us.
第二点就是神一定会引导我们。
Isaiah 58 verse 11 says, The Lord will guide you always, and he will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land,And will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail.
以赛亚书五十八章十一节说：“耶和华也必时常引导你，在干旱之地使你心满意足，骨头强壮。你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。”
If you look outside, you'll see that we do not live in a sun-scorched land.
大家看看外面就知道我们并不是住在干旱之地。
But we do live in a confusing and scorched culture.
但是我们现在身处在一个非常混乱焦躁的文化时代。
Charles Taylor, one of the most insightful critics of our secular culture, makes this point.
查尔斯·泰勒是现代对世俗文化最有洞察力的一位评论家，他曾经这样说过。
A culture that rejects God cannot support its own moral values.
他说一个拒绝了神的文化是没有办法支撑他的道德观的。
In other words, a secular society can only explain morality as the result of evolution or biology or as a social construct.
这是因为世俗文化里面，它只能把道德解释为是生物进化的结果，或者是一种社会构建的结果。
Consequently, in a secular society, there are no moral absolutes.
所以在世俗社会里面，道德就没有了绝对的终极标准。
And without God as the source of morals, there can be no confidence in our moral compasses.
如果失去了神作为道德的本源，那么我们道德基准的罗盘也就失去了它可以信任的基石。
The Christian author C.S. Lewis put it far more viscerally.
一个基督教作家叫鲁易斯，他曾经这样感叹道
：Our culture castrates us morally, and then expects us to be morally fruitful.
他说，我们现在的文化想将道德和我们从我们身边剥离，但是又希望我们能够在道德上富有成果。
I'll say that again. Our culture castrates us morally, and then expects us to be morally fruitful.
再说一遍，就是现在我们的世俗文化想将道德从我们身边剥离，但是又希望我们能够在道德上富有成果。
In other words, it's impossible.
所以换句话说，这是不可能完成的。
We live in a confusing and scorched culture.
所以我们就是处在这样混乱而又焦躁的文化当中。
A culture which wrestles with issues of gender identity and religious freedom.
所以这些文化在各个方面搅扰我们，比如说性别认同、宗教自由。
With economic disparity or the assumption that science replaces belief.
或者是经济差异，或者是崇尚科学至上等等。
And the list could go on.
所以还有很多很多其他方面的问题。
We need God's guidance as leaders, as parents, as young adults, as youth, as children.
所以我们需要神来引导我们的领导者，我们的父母、年轻人，还有小孩。
What will seeking God's guidance mean?
所以我们应该如何来寻求神的引导呢？
Tim Keller, who is the pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York,says this.
提摩太·凯勒是纽约长老会的牧师，他曾经这样说过。
He says that what is needed among Christians today are two things.
他说，对于现代的基督徒来说，最需要的是两件事情。
Stronger doctrinal understanding.
就是对圣经有更理解、更扎实的理解。
And more adept biblical interpretation that can engage.Our complex culture.
也能有更好的技巧和能力来更深地理解圣经教义里面的内容。
He says, most Christians are just nowhere near as deeply immersed in the scripture and in theology as they are in their social media bubbles.
他还说，可惜现在大部分基督徒沉浸在社交网络上的时间远远超过他们读经的时间和对神学认识上的追求。
To renew us in our confusing and scorched culture, God will guide us, as Isaiah 58:11 says.
所以为了让我们能够在这个混乱的时代不被带偏离，神会引导我们，就像以赛亚书58章说的。
But His guidance means more thorough biblical and theological reflection.
但是神的引导必须要来自我们对圣经的经文还有教义有更深入的理解。
And so Trinity's vision will and must stretch us biblically.
所以我们教会的意向将会是必须是要加强在圣经上的教导。
And then by God's grace, we become like a spring whose waters never fail to this confused and scorched culture.
只有这样，靠着神的恩典，在这个文化混乱的时代，我们可以成为水流不绝的泉源。
So God is with us, and God will guide us.
所以神会与我们同在，他还会引导我们。
And thirdly, God will grant us His joy.
第三点就是神还会赐给我们他的喜乐。
I think it's easy to become excited by what God is doing at Trinity.
我觉得想一想神在我们教会开展的事工，我就会觉得很兴奋。
We have ministries and events and parties and food and fellowship.
我们有各种各样的事工、聚餐，还有小组。
I trust we will become more and more excited as we enter the 40 days of purpose program, or what is now called, What on Earth Am I Here For?
我相信大家也会很期待接下来将要开始的40天寻找意义的活动，就是我们一起来寻找为什么我会活在这个世界上。
This will begin at the end of February.
这个活动将会在二月底开始。
But even though these things excite us, the joy of the Lord is about more than fulfilling a vision.
但是神给我们的喜乐不仅仅是完成他的意象。
When Jesus' disciples returned from a mission trip, they too were excited.
当耶稣的门徒完成第一次差派任务回来的时候，他们也非常兴奋。
They had healed the sick and cast out demons and preached the good news.
因为他们医治了病人，赶鬼，还传了福音。
But how does Jesus react?
但是耶稣对他们说了什么呢？
In Luke chapter 10, verse 20, Jesus says, However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
耶稣说，不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因为你们的名记录在天上而欢喜。
The joy of the Lord is a joy that a dear Trinity senior expressed at a party recently.
这也就是我们教会的一位长者最近在一次聚会上说过的。
Our names are written in heaven.
他说我们的名字都被记录在天上。
Or as Isaiah 58 verse 14 expresses it in more earthly language.
或者以赛亚书58章14节更直接的这样说。
Then you will find joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
你就以耶和华为乐，耶和华要使你乘驾地的高处，又以你祖雅各的产业养育你。
God has given us a glorious vision.
所以神给了我们一个荣耀的意象。
We're pipes, not buckets.
我们是水管，不是水桶。
We exist to know God and touch lives.
我们存在在这里，就是要认识神，触动生命。
We are a global church called to serve God's global purposes.
我们是一个放眼全球的教会，我们要在这里完成神在世上的旨意。
And we are one in Christ, together displaying the beauty of the gospel.
我们要在基督里合一，向世人展现福音的美好。
So let's never be spiritually superficial, merely masquerading as followers of Jesus.
所以让我们属灵生活不要只是流于表面，不要只是装出跟随耶稣基督的样子。
Instead, let's take hold of the vision that God has given.
相反，让我们真的牢牢抓住神给我们的意象。
Let us enjoy God's presence.
让我们时刻享有神的同在。
Allow God to guide us in this confusing culture.
让神在这个混乱的世代来带领我们。
And let us celebrate with all our heart and the wonder of our salvation.
让我们一起来纪念我们的救恩是如此的伟大。
As we ride on the heights of the land and feast on the inheritance that is ours in Christ.
这样我们就能乘驾在地的高处，享有神在天上给我们的产业。
That's 2020 vision.For 2020.
这就是我们要用2020最佳的属灵眼光来看到2020年的意象。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee, thank you.
让我们现在唱一首诗歌来回应神。
Thank you, Pastor Callum. Let's sing together as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper.The hymn we'll sing is number 568, if you'd like to use your hymn books, 568. And it's called God of the Ages. You may recognize the tune as the same tune as Morning Has Broken. Would you please rise as we sing together?God of the ages, history's maker, planning our pathway, holding us fast, shaping in mercy all that concerns.Us. Father, we praise you. God of this morning, gladly your children worship before you, trustingly bow. Teach us to just to try.